Welcome back to Super Tuesday Recap. It's your host Chris and Deepom here, and we are here to review the season 8 premiere of Arrow, Starling City. Let's go first. What's your synopsis for this episode?
We fucking back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, my synopsis for this episode, or more like the title of this episode, is A Snitch on Infinite Earth.
You're terrible. I'm going to say this right now for the Arrow faithful who are listening to this podcast. First of all, welcome back to the final season of Super Tuesday's reviews of Arrow. When people ask you, oh, so it's in the season. Is it any good? Tell them no. You haven't been through what we've been through. You don't get to enjoy this shit. Because Chris, I don't know how we haven't talked.
No, we have not talked.
But I'll tell you right now, I loved this episode.
Oh, no, it was great. It's... As soon as I saw them on the island, I was like, oh, we not just back, we back.
Yo, so like one of the bigger things, so I've done a lot of thinking about this show in the last couple of weeks because finale, you know, end of the season, end of the run. This show started as a CW teen drama. Mm-hmm. This show started with very basic ground level shit. They took you back to that with the added wrinkle of a firm embrace of everything the show has become, including but not limited to alternate fucking Earths.
Yep.
You're going so far this season as to have, they confirmed it, a backdoor pilot for Green Arrow and the Canaries, which, if you will remember, in the first season, the backdoor pilot for The Flash started all with crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this, bravo to the team.
Yep.
We'll talk about the substance of the episode, but thematically, what they're doing with this show is impressive.
I mean, again, I think this is why you can say, hey, maybe Arrow hasn't been the best of the Arrowverse shows and things like that. But listen, this is the show that started it all. This is the show, like you said, that started off as a grounded show. They weren't going to do superpowers. They wanted to do all this other stuff. And by season two, they were like, well, we're going to add the Flash. And I remember, we're going to add the Flash. And we were all like, really? You're going to add the Flash on TV? Are you out of your fucking mind? You're crazy. It's not going to work. And even when we had the introduction of Barry Allen, that first episode with Barry Allen there, he wasn't the Flash. He wasn't the Flash. He was just Barry Allen. We're like, huh? We'll see. We'll see what. Yeah. Well, he's basically, like you said, a lab tech, like, you know, flirting with Felicity. We're like, oh, him and Felicity seem like they're great together. And, you know, we were still like I remember the Royal Flush Gang was literally just a gang of thieves breaking into a bank. Like, I remember this stuff. I mean, it had great action scenes. Stephen Amell's acting wasn't the strongest, but I mean, he could do the salmon ladder.
Wigs.
Hey, and the wigs. I mean, the wig budget, though. I mean, it's just at this point, like, there's no better worse wigs on TV than Arrow. I mean, you're not gonna top that. You just can't. But the show did that. It was able to adjust, and it did something that a lot of shows can't do. It adjusted to a changing landscape to go from that grounded, like you said, teen drama in season one into a show where. He's become the Batman of this TV Justice League. He is there in a universe where you have multiple Earths. You have Supergirl from a different Earth. You have the fastest man alive who, you know, runs between not just in time, but between different multiple Earths. And now he's this linchpin and this, he's running errands for the monitor through gathering different items on different from different Earths. We now see that that's what Oliver's duty is. He is to go around and get these different items and the hijinks that comes from doing that. Here's the thing. Did they ever establish what Earth this was?
Earth 2.
Did they say it though?
Yeah. That's where that Laurel's from.
So I know, but that's my question. Are we sure it's Earth 2? Because, for one, Wells is also from Earth 2.
And Jesse
is from Earth 2. The reason why I asked that is...
Let's do that at the end.
Okay, well, the reason why I asked is this is, okay, we'll talk about what Earth is this later on. Okay, we'll do that. But, all right, cool. Yeah, so you didn't see the, you never saw any of the trailers going into this, did you?
I avoided it because I was, when last season ended, you and I kind of posited what we'd want to see. This is what I wanted to see.
Yeah, and so that's when we had talked about this, it was like a mailbag or something like that, and I had seen the trailer and you hadn't. Moira being back, at least in some form, was the thing I was most excited for. I was like, "Oh, we going all the way back. We bringing Moira back." And just again from the beginning of how this episode started, which is literally the beginning of minus the different cow that was there on the island, not the Deathstroke cow.
And they say Bruce Wayne's name too, by the way.
So, well, here's
hot take: we're getting Batman in Crisis.
Yeah, we should be, because I mean, yeah, but yeah, but that scene when Oliver's there and Moira shows up, like, you know that Oliver knows he's on a different Earth and that, but it's just, you get these real moments of, you know, Oliver with his mom again at the beginning,
and it reminds you, one, how far Oliver has come.
Yep.
But two, it also reminds you that those two had great chemistry and that they were a great on-scene pair. And you remember that, oh yeah, Deathstroke killed her because of Ollie.
Mm-hmm. Ran a sword through her. Never forget that. That was a, whew, that was a tough moment.
That was a moment, man.
that was a moment in season two, man. Yeah, well, Oliver, again, sometimes you forget, Oliver been through some shit, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good reminder, too.
It was a good reminder of that.
As the Green Arrow.
Yo, so at first I was like, yo, please be Tommy. Then I was like, no, that's too obvious. And I was like, Tommy got to be the Dark Archer. And then when they were like, it was Adrian Chase, I was like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's
real good.
Oh, that's real good. And just they're kind of back and forth. Because you can still see that Oliver does not like this dude.
So, well, also the fact that Laura was like, oh, this guy's out here in my reality too.
Mm-hmm.
I can train him. She's training him. All the insignias in that base were canaries, not arrows.
Yep. It's her base.
It's her base.
It's her base. Right. It's her base. So no, it's this idea of, you know, Oliver gave her that talk at the end of last season, who she wanted to be. And we've seen what Laurel's come out to be on this Earth. And she's not only training him. And I love that, I love the Oliver that the advice Oliver gave to Adrian. He's like, change the hood to the Green Arrow. Trust me, it's you should do that. You need that. And it's just that, again, we talked about this on the Flash, the growth of the character, right? Mm-hmm. Oliver knowing that this is not his agent, even he does not like this dude's face. Like, Adrian Chase put him through so much, but still seeing that this is not his Adrian Chase, that he trusts Laurel and giving him some real advice. Also, the fact that Bruce Wayne apparently already gave Adrian some advice.
Yeah.
So, again, yeah, we at some point, you got to be getting Bruce Wayne. We got to. So, I really did appreciate that. But, man, there's so much they can do with this season and how they laid out this episode here. Like, I just kept writing, we back. We all the way back in how we're doing this.
This was a perfect episode to start this, like, whirlwind tour around the DC universe, because it allowed us to, I loved how Ollie put it, where he said, I'm seeing the effects of my life. I'm seeing my mother alive. I'm seeing fucking Malcolm Merlin's a good guy, even though he's kind of a douchebag still. He's still a good guy. And Diggle's, by the way, Diggle following his friend being like, and then him trying that same shit from the pilot.
Right.
Like, twice. You're not gonna... I was like, yeah, wait, what? You're you.
Right. But then he did get him twice because he got him with the same move I always get him.
I can't believe how long's he gonna fall for that.
Right, you gotta fall for that every time. Like the handshake, and then he puts you to sleep. I was like, come on, man, come on, Diggle, come on. Not you gotta stop falling for every one of those moves, man. But you're right. One, I love the fact that of Diggle following him through this, because again, Diggle's another one of those characters. Literally has been there more than any other character since season one, you know? And so this idea of Diggle being there by Oliver's side through this stuff makes sense, you know?
It also going to make when he gets that lantern ring feel super earned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are they just going to collect like the best hero or a hero from every world that gets destroyed in the way?
That would be interesting. A version of them. Yeah,
you build their own little legends.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, get a version of Thea. Get a version of Roy.
Yeah, you know, man, let's build a squad.
Build a squad. Yeah, you know, you're right. I like how of pulling these pieces together and seeing kind of going with these ideas. And also, it's another one of those things of building on something that they've been building over the last seven seasons with this idea of, you know, Oliver always kind of sees himself. Is so down on himself and what he's done and things like that. But here on this earth, you see what happens when there isn't an Oliver Queen, right? Thea, you know, Thea overdoses. Tommy becomes a dark archer. Like these other, as I said before, a central every earth, Renee and Dinah kind of go a little bit on the dark side. I still say that one of the biggest joys I had in this episode was seeing Renee catch that knee to the face.
Yo, the knowledge that Renee and Dinah cannot fight without him?
Oh, dude, I love that. Back on my earth, you had a better teacher. Whew, boy. But just...
That's the best shit you're gonna hear.
Yeah, just... I
also like the fact that, you know, it wasn't like a begrudging, like, I know there's no way I can... He's not running from his fate like kind of Barry is.
Mm-hmm.
Monitor said he needed this from me. I got to get what he needs.
Right.
He's like, I think that the like on the road quest version of the show is going to be a lot of fun. Also, let's talk about the future. Miss Mia Smoke. Ladies and gentlemen. She's a bad one. She's never listened to stupid ass Connor Hawk ever again.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know what it reminded me of? It honestly reminded me of Hunter Zolomon. He won't have a gun.
Oh, yeah. 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 Like, the whole thing with Connor and JJ, like, I'm really intrigued to see. And it makes me also kind of going to, I was talking about this backdoor pilot. Assuming, is that backdoor pilot taking place in that time period?
Yeah,
that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense because we're kind of also now fleshing out this world, and that world honestly is becoming interesting on its own.
Yeah, pretty fucking. Yeah, you know, I thought about it too. Like, first of all, you've got gender bent, super diverse arrow cast.
Mm-hmm.
And by super diverse, I do mean black people. Like, I mean, yes, I understand diversity comes in all shades, but. It's not just some black people, you know, not holding their own in a fight, not wearing stupid ass helmets. John Diggle, goddamn, we're jumping universes and you still can't get a fucking decent piece of headgear. You're making needle white still.
Look, listen, I'm not gonna lie. When they suited up and I watched Diggle strap on his helmet, I was like,
this is a little kid getting on a fucking bicycle, man.
It's like, all right.
Make sure your helmet's tight. What the fuck?
I wanted that moment for David Ramsey to stop and look at the camera and go, am I a joke to you? Am I a joke to you? Because
he's got a gun with laser sights. He's putting rounds in people. Looking like a goddamn
hold on.
Last minute Halloween costume.
Hold on. Hold on, guys. I got a strap on my bike helmet. Yeah, just like.
Safety first. Like, you should safety first like, for every fight.
Like, honestly, I appreciate the upgrade to the helmet so it actually has sight lines. Because they did it last season. Like, it's never been as stupid as it did this episode because we've never watched him actually strap it on.
That's true.
He was strapping it on. I was like, that is 100% not cool. Get this man a power ring, please, because goddamn it, no. I can't do this. I cannot do this with this goddamn
power ring just out of grisp. That actually brings up a really good question. Do we think Diggle dies? Is that the reason for the schism between the Diggle boys?
I think it has to, right? Because I think so. It makes sense. Or does he die? Because Connor is really Connor Hawk is Turner's Brown Tiger's son. Ben Turner. So it makes me wonder if something happens and Connor ends up getting raised by Diggle, and because it feels like it could be that he died, but it also could be if JJ isn't raised or spend as much time with Diggle as Connor does, it would make sense as to why there's that schism between the two there. I'm very intrigued to see what happens there. Because again, Diggle's another one of the people. We have not seen Diggle in the future. We've seen Felicity. We have not seen Diggle. And we have not seen Oliver. So.
Well, we know Oliver's not there.
Obviously, we know Oliver's
not there. He never knew him.
Right. Right. But we also know at the end of the last season that Felicity went to go meet Oliver. So he's not there.
Maybe. But we also know that we're going to be playing with some timey-wimey.
Exactly. Absolutely. So
she needs to say goodbye.
Yeah, something. So, I don't know. But, yeah, Diggle's absence and Diggle and Lila.
Right. Oh.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what happened there? Because that's something
you've read DC Comics, you know who Lila is. You know who Lila's always been.
Yeah.
That name they chose from her, I reacted the first time. And I didn't think we'd ever get here. And the idea that we're here from a show that was designed to be, I cannot stress this enough, a CW teen drama.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be a superhero show. It's supposed to be Riverdale, which is also dope. Don't, no one spoil me. I haven't watched the season yet.
That is... I appreciate how much you ride for...
It's crazy, man. Well, I can never. The show is so weird, I can't talk about it in public, Chris. It's just the weirdest. But that's what this show is supposed to be. And now it's about dimension hopping and time travel kids and fucking supermen and white dwarf fragments.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne name drops.
Yeah. I mean, and we already got Superman.
I'm saying Superman because the crisis is coming. True. But like,
yeah, we already got.
We're gonna do this tour of the multiverse.
Right. We have at least three Supermen showing up.
Easy.
Right. So, yeah, no, I'm. It's crazy how far the show has come, and then again, what we can do to play around with what we already know and how we go from it. So. I'm very, very, I don't know. And, but like you said, the other thing too, they've also kind of, like you said, have this backdoor pilot where, much like Flash, where Flash is dealing with the stuff with Russo / Bloodwork kind of in the background. We know that's there. We're all racing towards crisis, but we have this other storyline going with Arrow. We have this future world where we're setting up, where we've kind of established what the players are. And after the whole idea of vigilantes might be coming back and the canary and everything running through the canaries, what that world looks like and what we can do with that, there's so much we can play with there. So, you know, Arrow, with it going out with these 8 episodes, it's actually got a lot of stuff to carry. It's hoping kind of shape a little bit more of what's happening with the race towards crisis. Because while the Flash is obviously doing that as well, the Flash has a larger story to tell there as well. Because it's like what happens after crisis and this for there. Arrow, this is it. Like it's 8 episodes are it leading towards crisis. Obviously to kind of end, give us an ending point for Oliver's story and things like that. But everything around this, I mean, this episode ends with this Earth being destroyed. And basically a race. So we have a direct idea. And watching Oliver have to watch his mother die again.
Not die. True. She never existed.
Yeah, erased from existence.
She's been erased.
Right. Right. And this goes back to, so the reason why I was asking about what Earth this was, it was, and again, easy answer is Earth 2. The only reason why I say that is, huh?
Repeated confirmation.
Okay, I'm just saying the reason why it seemed weird to me was I'm like, well, wasn't Earth 2 Laurel? Wasn't she a criminal?
That's why. Do you not remember? That's why they sent her back to redeem herself.
Got you. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure.
That's why she was like. That's why she was like. I need to go. That's why they were like, you can stay with us. She was like, no, I got to go fix what happened. I'm going to make that man who died make him someone he would be proud of. And that's why she goes back and recruits Adrian Chase.
That makes sense. Okay. I couldn't exactly remember that. We know Wells is there. We say Jesse, but wasn't Jesse off Earth too? Didn't she go to another Earth? I thought she went to another Earth.
So Jesse was on, when she left the Flash, she went to Earth 3 to train under Jay and wanted to be the Flash of Earth 3.
Right.
Because there wasn't that much metacrime on Earth 2, allegedly. If you want to look back at the Flash episode, the map on Jay's, the map Jay Garrick.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Said that Earth 2 is next.
Got you. Okay.
So apparently the Arrow showrunners asked the Flash ones if they could do it.
Cool.
Like that was definitively Earth 2.
So that's also, that's to me, I was like, they never said what Earth it was, but that to me, because it's a definitive answer, because that is something we didn't bring in the Flash episode, that map that Jay Garrick had put together. I was like, oh, wait, that's, okay. That'll come back up. And here we see where it came up in the Arrow episode. So, let me see here. I love Oliver going, it's Malcolm Merlyn. It's always Malcolm Merlyn. It's got to be Malcolm.
No, it's Malcolm.
No, I was like, come on.
Black Hood, Green Diamond. Yeah, it's Malcolm. It's fucking Malcolm. Nice. Give me the suit. It's Malcolm.
Hey, it's not. It was a Merlyn, just not the one you thought. So, yeah, appreciate that. Let's see what else we got here.
This is like had a very. It's a Wonderful Life feel to it. Like very much like, but things have been better because. If we remember her too, they announced, I guess it was 6 years ago, that Robert Queen was the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Robert falls and she recruits Adrian Chase, but who apparently becomes a very fast-track Justice League member.
Right. He's talking to...
Timeline's weird, but talking, I mean, it's just... I like the idea that these worlds have continued and evolved while we weren't watching.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And change things around and make us... Make us question certain things and how things get there. Like the idea of, again, I'm just laughing at the idea of Adrian Chase being the Hood or / Green Arrow going from there. So
when the scenes Ollie gets with Moira were just really affecting. I thought those were really well done. And for all the jokes we've had about Amell and his acting over the course of the series, you could see him. It was a unique Oliver Queen. It was one that was resigned to his fate, but also not visibly affected by seeing the faces of people he knew were dead because his life has gotten super weird. Well, but at the same time, able to appreciate the time he was being given back.
Well, I think that's another thing too. We need to say, yeah, Oliver Queen. Stephen Amell maybe isn't as strong as actor. You know, I don't think that's...
I think he's mastering this character. I think if you said that in season one, I wouldn't have fought you. I think now, like, no, he's bringing that fucking wood when he has to.
Well, what I was going to say, even in season one and season two, let's not forget, I mean, there were certain characters that he did really well with. He always did really well with the actor who played Tommy, always did really well with the actor who played Moira, and then also with Slade. Like there were definitely characters that he played off really well with. He also did really well with what's his name, Captain Lance. Like there were definitely certain characters and scenes that he has always done really well with. And I like the fact that you brought up the idea of him having the chemistry that he's always had. What's the actress's name who plays Moira? Susanna Thompson. He's always had a great chemistry with her. That's the thing.
Also, he's allowed to play a more emotionally present version of Oliver Queen now.
And that's the thing too. I think that kind of held him back. The Oliver Queen in the first two seasons felt standoff because it was always
supposed
to be
a serial killer,
right? I mean, he was, but he was also constantly holding in emotions, and I think that the character's not gotten to the point where he can be more open with those emotions, and we can see again at least here it works out better. There is something that I wanted to bring up that we did not bring up in the Flash episode. So if you're listening to this after listening to the Flash episode, because you mentioned the map, I wanted to bring it up. Shout out to the Flash for always mentioning that Chester's still in the pipeline and well, they still have him there, so they're doing something with Chester. He's not completely gone right now, so just kind of want to bring that up that he's not completely gone, so could be there. Sorry,
it's Chunk, man.
Hey, I just had to throw it out there. I'm really interested in seeing where they go. We now have one Earth down.
Chris,
one hour down, 51 more to go.
It's not a countdown, sir.
Is it not? A countdown to crisis? 8-episode countdown to crisis?
Chris.
Is it not?
You're going to lose an episode?
I don't know. I don't think they'll do that. I don't think we'll do an Earth an episode.
They could.
Nothing's to stop them.
I'm about to say, nothing seems to be getting in the way of this antimatter.
Right. I mean, they could.
It's almost like there's some sort of anti-monitor with a cannon that would need racing on to destroy.
Huh.
Anyway, sorry. I thought about 1984 for a second.
Yeah. 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 No, I don't know how they'll handle that, but yeah, it's like you said, Oliver's kind of formed his team with him, and as we go to these different Earths and see different how this all comes together, I'll be really intrigued. And like I said, I'm super intrigued for how, and we said this last week, Crisis is either going to be the greatest crossover of all time, or it's going to be a colossal clusterfuck. I'm leaning towards
even if the clusterfuck is going to be the greatest.
What? And you know what? You're right. Because
I saw a picture of Burt Ward today, man. Fuck this. We in here.
And that's the other thing too. It's like at this point, with all the pieces that are coming together, I can't be upset. Like it's gonna.
It also reassures me that Black Lightning won't be a focal point of this crossover, because at least, like, I know he's gonna be there because of announcements. But the fact that he's announced with everyone else means he's not.
You sit in the corner and you keep your mouth shut and don't touch anything.
Be shiny and shut up. Shiny and shut up.
When we say we need a light, then you can talk. Until that point.
When the batteries die on the Wave Rider. Step on down. Until that moment, shut the fuck up.
Oh, boy. Which,
the human charging block.
I'm sorry, if you're hearing, this is also part of the fact that we recorded, haven't put it up yet, our premium episode of Young Justice, and I'm just like, Jefferson always
seems... I haven't even thought about that. They've been fucking with Jefferson all year.
Yeah, he thinks he's in charge.
Jesus.
Right.
Go listen to that premium episode. He's catching hell, man. Right.
Yes. Yeah, that episode will be up soon. But yeah, he's just not been this year. Not been this year. Not been this year. So, cool. Do you have anything else?
Every episode opens with a different mask on an island.
Bruh, listen. I saw that mask and was like,
do Captain America's cow one time, because fuck it, why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not? I saw that mask and was like, oh, we doing? Huh. You doing that, huh? Okay. All right.
Like, they have to give us Batman now.
They have to, right? You would think. Given his Batwoman, Batman's got to be around somewhere. Right? So.
I've been told by the commercial. I haven't watched it yet because, I just haven't watched it yet.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Fine. Fine. Speaking of fine, in 2 weeks we will have our mailbag episode, so make sure you all send us in your emails, mailbag@mtrnetwork.net. Make sure you subscribe, Super Tuesday Recap, to get all these. And again, Shannon and the Doctor are reviewing Supergirl. They just put up the review for the first two episodes of Supergirl, so check that out. Also, just got to let you know, programming note of some other things that will be coming out. Obviously in the 8 episodes, Arrow will be ending. I got to get the Star Trek Discovery crew back together. We'll figure out our review schedule for Star Trek. Obviously Star Trek, not just Star Trek Picard, but also Star Trek Discovery and the Short Trek. So we'll figure all that out and figure out when we're coming back for that. And in December... I believe it's either going to fall onto Super Tuesday Recap or we might make them premium. We'll be having the review for season 4 of The Expanse. I might make those premium, but just stay tuned. If you're not a premium member, become a premium member. It helps us out. And also make sure right now, by the time you hear this, there'll be a sale running on our TeePublic store. Check the link in the description. That'll be running until... through Sunday, 35% off, $13 tees, $30 hoodies. So check that out as well. And yeah, folks, stay tuned. And we will be back next week for Arrow and the Flash. So I thank you guys very much for listening. Until next time, we're out of here. Peace.